Hello everyone. Today I'm going to share with you the message about why does God allow us to go through hardship or even ask us to do hard things sometimes. You may probably have asked yourself or others these questions. If God loves me, then why do I go through these terrible times in my life? Why doesn't He change this? If God can do all things, why doesn't He fix my situation? Why is God's purpose in allowing me to go through this hardship? What's His purpose in allowing me to go through this hardship? It is in our nature to want the reasoning behind the difficulties we experience in life. We look and long for a lesson within the pain or a redemptive purpose and a gradual resolution, an answer to all our longing. But the older I get, the more I minister to others through hardships, the more I realize that actually our difficulties are more about God and what He wants to accomplish in our lives than really about us. They are more about the glory that He wants to receive and the way He wants to mold us into the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. And here is what I've learned through experience, why God asks us to do hard things. It's because He wants to mold and shape our character. In Romans 8:28, Scripture tells us, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And in verse 29 tells us why and how God works for the good in all things. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed in the image of His Son. That means the good that God works toward in our difficulties isn't necessarily an eventual blessing or a realized dream, but the transformation of our character into Christ-likeness. Hard things make us more like Jesus. God wants the relationship. God knows that when our lives are easy, we tend to think we don't need Him, and we certainly don't cling to Him as much as when things are not okay. When we suffer, we become more dependent on God. We then realize how much we need Him. It forces us to be on our knees at our greatest time of need, when we feel the most alone, when we are broken. That is when God is closest to us. When our hearts are broken in pieces, He's very near to bring comfort to us. That's where God wants us, communing with Him, relying on His strength, bringing to Him our every concern and waiting for Him to come through for us. Our sorrows and suffering help us relate to the suffering of Jesus, even to relate to other people who are also going through what you've gone through, that we may bring comfort to those who are hurting. Hard times can deepen our faith and relationship with the living God. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He wants to do through us what is beyond us. The Apostle Paul recognized through his sufferings that Christ's power was made perfect in his weakness. He said, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong." When God asks you to do hard things, you are relying on His strength to get you through, and what glorifies God and shows the world what He can do through you. Hard things show the world how strong our God is, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That is His work. That His work will be accomplished through the grace of God alone. His aid could bring these mighty things to pass. It is His prerogative. Simply stated, He is the Creator, we are the created. He is the potter, we are the clay. He molds us and shapes us according to His purpose. He is God and we are not. When we realize our lives are not our own, we can more readily accept what God allows into our lives and trust that He knows what He's doing. Scripture says you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:20. If you and I call Jesus our Savior, then He is also our God. We are owed nothing but exist to please Him, and we do so gladly because He's a loving God, and we wouldn't want to be in the service of anyone else. Hard things remind us that He is God and we are not. It is to remind us that despite of everything, He is still in control of our life, of your life. Since God is going to do what He pleases to do, it helps for you and me to keep in mind these three things about the character of our loving Father. Number one is He is more concerned about our eternal state than our temporary happiness. This is why He's telling us not to focus on things seen, for this is just temporary, but to focus on the things unseen, for this is eternal. You've heard it said, God aimed not to make us happy, but to make us holy. He wants for us to begin to live a life that is acceptable to God and make us pleasing to Him. Purity before our Lord and men is a fulfillment of being holy as God is holy. Second is He is good and loving and cannot act apart from His nature. Therefore, what you deem as bad, hard, or painful, God still sees as loving and eternally good for you. I find comfort in that. Instead of instantly demanding a reason from God, I find peace and comfort by acknowledging He is in control and He is always good, and nothing touches us that hasn't first passed through His loving hands. That fact takes away the randomness of pain. It also takes away the desire to blame. We can then respond with a quiet surrendered trust in the One who allows whatever comes our way. Third is He knows what's best and what He's protecting us from. I learned long ago that when God closes a door, allows an injury to slow us down, lets our car break down just before the trip, delays the plane, or allows us to go through a disappointment, hardship, or learning curve, He's not only preparing us for something to come, but He's often protecting us from something we can't or might not ever see. I'd much rather have a wise, all-knowing, all-powerful God engineering the events of my life than to be thinking I'm running it myself, not knowing that what lurks around the corner or waits for me further up the road or up ahead, knowing I'll be lost in eternity. Is God asking you to do something hard right now? Just embrace it. Trust that He knows what He's doing and thank Him for the opportunity you've been given to gradually become more like His Son. Thank God, praise God, and thank Him for everything that you are going through right now. We can rest assured that God is still in control of everything, and all we have to do is trust Him. I hope this message blessed you. And thank you for listening. Until next time, be blessed, everyone.